Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Ida.
Hi.
Ida Victoria Riedahl Thorsen is the ambassador of Denmark.
Yep.
Welcome to Fred.
Thank you.
Ida, first of all, how would you describe your experience here as a judge? What do you expect to learn these days?
Well, I've already learned so much. Mm-hmm. And I think my experience so far has just been really about learning and learning other people, get to know them, and understanding all the different ways that you can approach film and all the different ways that you can experience a film. So there's the...
Yeah, it's a combination of...
Yeah. It's both, you know, other people and their perspectives, but then, you know, hearing what they have to say, but also your own initial experience with a film and the thought of the craft, of whether or not the creators sort of use the craft itself to get their message across. Mm-hmm. So there are just all these different ways that you can approach a film, and I think being here is really teaching me to explore all those different ways.
That's interesting. Also the fact that you have so many people coming from different countries, and you know, each one maybe has his or her own ways.
Yes, definitely. Like, for one thing, people have seen so many different films, and a lot of them, you know, people are really cinephiles in the most like specific meaning of that word. But they also come from different countries, and even though we, you know, are all Europeans, and there are things that we have in common because of that, mostly, I would say, you know, we just have different perspectives. And for example, we watched a movie, Oasis, and it was about an institution for people with mental disabilities in, I think it was Serbia. And the member of the jury who is from, I think he's from Bulgaria, he had, you know, a knowledge of the history of institutions like that, and he was able to sort of bring to the perspective of that film, which I don't have at all coming from Denmark. So that's an example of...
Yeah, that's an example of how you can approach differently the same product, basically. So the same film.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Ida, you are the ambassador of Nikolai Biograf Cinema.
Yes.
Is it? And I know that there are always a lot of events there, well, before COVID-19, mainly, including a film festival for amateur and young talent.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about this a bit? I mean,
Let
us know what's about.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's not something I know a lot about, because the system in Denmark is so that the cinema which picked me is in a completely different city than the one I'm from.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm from Copenhagen, and the cinemas that are there, it was actually a post from one of those cinemas that I saw, and which meant that I got to know this thing. But the cinema that 27 Times Cinema picked to represent Denmark is not in my town, so I actually don't know that much about it. All independent cinema right now in Denmark is, like most things, in the hands of COVID-19 right now. So there have been some festivals, for example, in the city of Odense this summer, but of course there are restrictions, and a lot of the films have delayed their screenings.
What about film festivals in your country? I mean, before COVID-19, I mean, have you ever attended any? Well, would you recommend something to our listeners? I don't know.
Well, the film festivals I have attended have mainly been arranged by a cinema called Cinematekel in Copenhagen. So these are more sort of days where films with maybe from the same area in the world are being screened. And yeah, I really enjoy going to those. But I guess I'm a person who, like, my education right now has nothing to do with film. Okay. I'm sort of a very fragmented person in that sense. I don't have, like, film is not something I right now I'm thinking of going into as a career. I just started studying political science. So that's quite a different thing.
But I read from your profile that you would like to compose music for films in your life.
Honestly, I have approximately 20 different plans for my future, so
it's not bad.
I think
it's good to have multiple options, you know.
But it's also so difficult to think
one. I find it interesting that you, because normally other young film lovers, they normally say, you know, film director or film producer, but you know, composing music for films is something, you know, fascinating.
Both of my parents are musicians.
That's why. Then.
Yeah, my father, he's a jazz guitarist, and I've just grown up in a home with ten guitars. So as a child, if I was bored, I would just try to, you know, play a bit of guitar. So I play a bit of guitar, and I think definitely a lot of the moments in films that have really impacted me in my life have been because of the music. I just think it's so important to a film and can give it that sort of magical light that you then like bring with you.
What's your favorite film soundtrack? I think it's a very difficult question.
Such a difficult question, because I think there's, you know, there's a difference between a score, so something that has been composed for specifically and then, you know, music like with the right soundtrack, songs. I really enjoy the composer John Bryan. He is an American composer, and of course also the Godfather soundtrack is incredible, and just sticks with you like forever. So those are some examples.
Well, let's move back to Venice. Which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, masterclasses or workshops, are you looking forward to the most, if any? Because you are about to leave, so maybe something that you have just experienced.
Well, I really think the looking back, the experiences that I've had that have been sort of the most insightful have been the movies that I've seen. There have been some really interesting workshops, but I think the films have been some of the more interesting. We do have a skilled jury leader, Nadav Lapid, and it's very interesting to have, you know, an established professional. Especially if you are a person who, like me, who doesn't have a lot of experience,
and you can learn from
and it really is like the technical way of perceiving a film is really quite new to me, at this level at least.
Okay, Ida, thank you for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Dermac for this year's edition of 2710 Cinema, and thank you to all of you. We'll be back soon with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors to talk about their experience here in Venice. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.